Last time we spoke to Harry Sheezel, he was sitting next to me in the studio prior to the NAB AFL draft last year. He was a bit nervous, getting through school, doing all that sort of stuff, having a great time with the world, hoping like hell that his name would get called out on draft night. The Kangaroos did just that, and boy, are they happy about that situation, because he has announced himself very quickly in the AFL scene. He's on the line with us again this morning. Good morning, Harry.
Morning. Thanks for having me on.
Mate, we chatted to you last year prior to the draft, and you were, you know, a little bit anxious, a bit nervous, but you're presented as a terrific young man. What we've worked out since, Harry, is that you're a terrific footballer. Is this is it what you thought it might be this first couple of months of your AFL career, or is this a bit out of the blue?
I didn't really think of it too much. I didn't really plan anything or have any goals in mind. I just wanted to get into the club and just do everything I can, and yeah, it's worked out pretty well. I'm very happy.
It's worked out very well for you and for the North Melbourne Football Club. I am interested, though, in the whole position you're playing and when you were first alerted to that or given the opportunity to play that role. Because we spoke last year, you're a forward, you played the preseason, you kicked five or six in one of the practice games. And, he's going to have a bit of an impact forward of the ball. And all of a sudden you're playing behind the ball as the connector and the driving force for the Kangaroos ball movement. When did that get sprung on you?
Yeah, it was pretty late. I actually found out 2 days before the first game, like officially, that I was going to play there. But I think Clarko mentioned it. I think it was a couple of weeks before the season. He just came up to me randomly at a training and just threw up the idea. Obviously, Nick Dacos had an amazing year last year, playing in a similar role for Collingwood. And Clarko believes it's just a great way to introduce me to AFL footy and just play behind the ball, and probably an easier role than half forward, which can be sometimes hard.
Yep.
I was all forward, and yeah, I've kind of loved my time at half back.
Did you say, Clark, this is a great idea and I love it and I'm going to buy into it, but any danger you tell me about 6 weeks ago?
No, it was all good. it was actually, I think I played a quarter there in a practice match, so it wasn't a complete surprise.
Have you felt the pressure of being the high pick and one of the players that North Melbourne invested significant draft capital in to get to their footy club? And have you felt pressure to perform on the back of that, or has it been relatively straightforward?
To be honest, not really. I put a lot of pressure on myself internally. I have some high standards that I want to achieve, and I work hard for that. But externally, not really. The boys at the club have been really good at keeping me grounded and just making me feel just a normal player there. Once you're in the club, the draft pick doesn't really matter. Everyone's the same, and everyone wants to just work towards getting a game and playing their best, and that's kind of what it's been like.
And it hasn't been without its challenges from a club perspective in the last 11 weeks, Harry, because, of course, Alistair's taken time away, Brett Ratton's come in, so there's a different dynamic in the day-to-day workings of the footy club and clearly on game day and the coaching opportunity, I suppose. So how has that affected you? Have you been able to follow the bouncing ball a bit with that and just roll with it, or has it been a bit of a challenge?
Yeah, no, to be honest, it hasn't been too challenging. We're very fortunate to have Rats to be able to just step in, who's done it before, and he's obviously a great coach. So he's coaching Kaiko's game plan. Nothing's really changed. It's just kind of a different person there, and it's obviously really sad that Kaiko's not with us. And yeah, we can't wait to have him back when he's fit and healthy. But yeah, we're pretty fortunate to have Rats, and still all the other coaches are still there coaching the same game plan. So yeah, not too much has changed.
What's your favourite part of being an AFL player?
To be honest, it'd be just the full-time environment, doing everything you can to get better. There's gym, there's running, there's training, and diet that you have to focus on. I do a lot of extra recovery stuff, so it's just a full-time environment, trying to get better every day, and yeah, I kind of love that aspect to it.
Who have you jumped under the wing of? Is anyone leading you through the journey so far in your first season that you want to give a pump up to?
Yeah, there's many boys, but I reckon the captains have been great. Jai Simpkin and Lou McDonald, spent a lot of time with them and talked to them a fair bit. Jai's an incredible trainer, just trains hard 24/7, and he's someone I look up to from that perspective. And Luke's he's a great guy, and we have some good chats, so yeah, we're pretty fortunate to have them as leaders of the club.
What about the Warlord, Georgie, who you got drafted with last year? He was highly touted as well. It's taken a while to get into the team, but he's had an impact in the last couple of weeks. How's your relationship? You're sort of thick as thieves, they tell me.
Yeah, no, I love Georgie. We spend a lot of time together at the club. We're really good mates, and yeah, he's an unbelievable footballer. So I was waiting a long time for him to, well, not really too long, but it felt like a long time to come play. And, yeah, it was unbelievable to be playing in his debut. And, yeah, he already showed how good he is and what he will be.
Harry Sheasel's joined us, the Kangaroos young gun, who's played all games this year, averaging 27 possessions, which is quite ridiculous when you think about it. He's got Essendon coming up at Marvel Stadium on Sunday afternoon, Kangaroos fans. So I want to know from you, Harry, you win the first two games of the year, the world's shiny, the sun's shining all day, every day there at the Kangaroos, and then it's been a bit lean since then. And then you have the game against Sydney where you should have won that game and you have that amazing infringement that cost you the game. How is the vibe at the club on the back of that?
Yeah, oh, we were obviously devastated we didn't get the win because, yeah, we played pretty well and had a few opportunities to, I guess, ice the game. I had one. I probably should have kicked and we probably would have won. But, yeah, given the circumstances, it was... We were upset and devastated that we didn't get the 4 points. But to be honest, like, the main thing was that we played well against a good opposition and we took a massive step forward that day. Like, we had a lot of young talent playing and a really different midfield as well. So it was actually a really exciting game. So it was kind of like everyone was like kind of happy in a way that we played well, and it, after like a pretty bad loss the week before, yeah, it was just unfortunate we didn't get the 4 points.
Yeah, it was for you and for the whole North Melbourne membership and fan base, no doubt. You mentioned that shot you had in the last quarter. I was hoping you might bring it up. I didn't want to bring it up. You did.
Yeah.
When it was in your hands, and I was watching the game, and I thought, oh, this will just go straight through the middle. I just expected it to go straight through. It didn't happen. So it's one of those moments that, you know, didn't go your way, and you got to bounce back from that. How did you reflect on that moment post-game?
Yeah. I knew straight away that I needed a kick, and that probably would have changed the result of the game. So I was pretty flat on myself. To be honest, like, based on my, like, going off my routine and everything that I usually do for myself, so I did everything right and followed through how I normally would, and was pretty happy. I think it was just ball drop, maybe. It was just a bit instep. And it missed by a little bit, but, yeah, I was pretty frustrated. So I've been doing a little bit of extra goal kicking the last couple of weeks, and, yeah, maybe if I get flung forward again, I'll make sure I nail it.
I reckon you might. Can you take me back into that moment, how you felt? Did you feel that pressure of that moment when you were about to kick it?
You feel the pressure a little bit, but... it wasn't too much. I was pretty confident I could kick it. Just went through my normal routine. It wasn't like it was the pressure that got to me at all.
Righto. So that was a moment. These are the moments you grow from. So it's a great experience. You're out there living it. And live it to learn it. It's one of the catch cries I use when I've been involved in coaching the last decade or so. So this week it's Essendon. Now, if I'm not mistaken, were you a Hawthorn supporter? If I remember that correctly?
Yeah. Yeah, I was.
So you'd hate Essendon as much as anyone as a Hawthorn supporter. So...
I mean, that's not really.
Well, play with me for a second. Do you know the rivalry between North Melbourne and Essendon through the journey? Have they spoken about that this week?
Oh, not really. We haven't really spoken about Essendon too much. We'll speak about them today on our main day. But I think I've heard about the rivalry, yeah.
There's a strong one, Harry. There's a strong one. So you're going to need to be on your mettle this weekend because the Bombers are going pretty well. And we can't wait to see you in action out there on Sunday at Marvel Stadium, mate. Great to have a chat to you today. Thank you for jumping on the line. It's been great to watch your career blossom to date. And hopefully there's many more great moments for you and the Kangas coming. Go get them on Sunday.
Thanks, Harv. Thanks for having me back on.
Anytime, brother. You are welcome anytime. Harry Sheasel with us, the young gun from the Kangaroos. He's a fine young man.